with Jeremy?
I don't know. He's going to have an MRI today, and then we'll have what happened this afternoon. So, you know, it was the same knee he had surgery on, so we're a little apprehensive, but we got to wait and see.
What was the thinking behind the change in schedule and giving a little bone this afternoon?
Well, you know, they've been working really hard, and you know, we had a pretty long week. We're not playing until Sunday, so. At some time in here, we did it last year, and we were able to get a hold of this movie that they're going to see. And so just to kind of change it up a little bit for the coaches and players, give them a little break. We have meetings tonight at 8:30, but they practiced hard. We banged around pretty good this morning, and just a little cookie.
Has the tempo been better all week? Does it seem like?
I think so. I think we've had good tempo. I don't think the tempo in practice in training camp has been poor. I think, but I think when you play a game and you're grousing a little bit about how you played in certain areas, then that cranks everybody up, cranks me up, cranks the coaches, the players. There's that trickle down effect. So it's been a good week that way.
Mike, you talked about the tempo. The tempo that always seems to be there between Matt and Bobby. How often does that happen? As far as you're concerned and what you've seen over the years between two guys?
Well, it should happen, particularly if you have a quarterback and a receiver have played together for a while. The quarterback trusts the receiver. He kind of knows what he's going to do in certain situations, and that's the relationship Matt and Bobby have. Bobby's been pretty durable except for last year when he had to sit out the game, so they've thrown and caught a lot of balls between them. So, but I would suggest that most guys, that if you can stay with the quarterback long enough and you're a receiver, then that's the type of relationship and the chemistry you want to have, because they know what to expect from one another on the field.
As far as the consistency in hands that Bobby has, so, you know, the guys you've seen over the years, you know, where does he compare, really?
Oh, he's got excellent hands, you know. And he catches it with his hands most of the time, which is always a good sign. But he's a very bright guy. He really is a good student of the game. And so he allows himself to get open sometimes because he knows what's going on. And then he's not a very big man, but he's a tough guy. You know, he really is courageous. So put all that stuff together and he's pretty good.
Coach, what exactly happened there with Jeremy? Do you know how the injury happened?
Well, it looked to me, I didn't have a great thing, but it looked to me like he got tripped up just a little bit after he, I don't know if he caught it or he didn't, but and then he just kind of came down on his knee. That's what it looked like to me. So, again, we'll see it on film, but, you know, and he just came down on it, and then the knee, you know, bore the weight of his body.
And it's too bad because he was really coming back well.
Oh, yeah. No, he was running around, and we weren't going to play him this week. But I just talked to him before practice about that and how we're getting ready to play against San Diego. So,
I think you mentioned it yesterday. Forgive me if you did, but is Daryl coming back with that group on Tuesday?
That's the plan. Now, we got to see. The plan is to get him ease him out, get him running a little bit next week, and then when we have the longer week, or we have the days prior to our first game, you know, really crank it up a little bit.
Coach, you mentioned a little bit about the backup wide receiver competition. It seems like, you know, every practice another young guy stepping up, making a big play. Who's impressed if you can mention?
Well, I can't really give you an order right now, to be honest with you, because of what you said. Every day it seems to be a different guy kind of shining, and then every day there's somebody making a mistake, you know. So we're looking for consistency, certainly. The young guys, their head's spinning because we asked a lot of our wide receivers. But, you know, we got some time, and they're battling like crazy for those spots. You know, typically we keep five or six, you know, so you got Jackson, Burleson, and Ingram, and then the other three spots really are very competitive, or the other two, however we do that.
How's Mealy looked at, and maybe even some of the guys behind him?
I think Mealy's had a great camp. It's good to have him back, because now with Jeremy's situation, you know, to have a veteran tight end in there, it's good to have him back. And the other guys are all kind of in the same pot, really. They look kind of the same. They're tall, big guys, kind of angular, a little different than some of the tight ends we've had around here in the past. But they're all competing, and right now there's very little to choose between them. I think they're all doing a pretty good job. They get a chance to play in the games now. They got a show. because that's an important position, and particularly given the thing, I don't know what Jeremy's situation will be, but now we got to see.
We've seen Sean catch the ball, Alexander,
yeah,
quite a bit. What dictates, you know, whether he finishes with 10 catches or 50, like he's done over the years?
Well, he's not going to get 50. but you know, he takes pride in that part of his game. I don't think that's a tremendously natural part of his game. You know, with like a lot of great runners, they concentrate so much on that, you know. But he made a couple of nice catches today. He made a nice one yesterday. He's always lobbying for more catches. But I suspect, you know, if it happens, it'll happen because he's open. You know, we use him in the passing game, but he's not the first guy as a rule. And so, but his numbers, he will never have a lot of catches now. He'll have a lot of touches, but not a lot of catches.
Earlier in his career, though, I mean, I think he was in the 40s or something. Was that just a reflection of not having the receivers?
I'm very surprised about that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's when he took over for Ricky, because Ricky was so involved.
Yeah. He did have 50 one year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Who's
the coach then?
Yeah. My goodness. Yeah. That's unusual.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've changed our offense just a little bit over the years, and then he probably didn't get as many carries either, you know.
Yeah.
So now we're doing it a little differently. I think last year we ran more than we threw, I think.
Yeah.
That was really, really unusual.
Have you changed it because of his skill set, or have you changed it because the game is different and defenses are doing different things?
I think you always have to change just a little bit, because as soon as if you stay too stagnant, you know, then people get a beat on you and come to defend you. I think that and the fact that we recognize his talent as a runner, and so he's going to get the ball running the football more than catching it.
How different is your offense now than it was the first year in the league?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, philosophically and fundamentally, it's the same. It's the same. We might have it, and then you adjust your patterns and your plays to the talent you have and who's playing at certain positions. But it's the same offense we ran in Green Bay.
Is it a thing you've mentioned in the past, talking about at some point Gil might take over play calling? Is it at the place now where you just think you'll do it the rest of your career? Is that something you think about, maybe him taking over at some point?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when I said that the last time I said that. It was probably at one of my lower moments when I didn't think I was helping the team too much. which, you know, it happens during any game, you know. But I think now I kind of resolved, I'm going to do that. I'll do that. I can't see myself turning that over. Totally over to anybody, you know. Now there will be a time, maybe in a game. I've told you this before, that I've done it in the past. Where in a game, I'm angry about something. I don't think I'm thinking clearly, or at least not analytically enough. And then I'll say, "Gil, take it." But it didn't happen last year. It didn't. You know, I'm hard pressed to think of the last time that happened. But I'm willing to do that until I kind of calm down and come back into it. But as just turning it over in the preseason. And, you know, I did it against the Cowboys. You know, in the preseason, you know, I'll do that. You know, because it's good for him too. You know, to call it and stuff like that. But when the games start, I'm going to do that.
We saw Babineau in the nickel today. Is Kelly okay? Hurt Jennings, or is that what Babineau will end up doing?
Well, Babineau, we got to get him ready. He hasn't had much practice time, so he's. However, that kind of sorts itself out at the end. I'm not sure yet, but I know he's involved. He's a good football player, but he's probably getting a little more work now, just to kind of get him used to things again.
Thank you.